hour digging even deeper in ways that I couldn't have done on my own. Same with Kevin. It's just I really
that's
like
awesome.
I like the new insight.
I'm glad we can have
with
an
this
ad.
Show because yeah. There's so much that's kind of up for interpretation, especially since like we're watching slightly different versions too with different language and stuff. It's like there's
yeah. No, it's awesome. I have a lot of fun. It's right. Cool. I don't know. I mean, that's why I wanted to do anime is because like I love talking about anime. It's just very strange. I wonder how much we can talk about a different anime that's not as like deep as Eva, but we'll see. But yeah. All right. So Kevin, you need anything? We're good, right?
Nope.
We're probably good.
Thanks so much, right. Kevin.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. Sure.
Thanks, guys. This is awesome. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye, guys. See ya.
Jesus Christ, that was rough. My RAM hurts.
Yeah, it must have been so tough for you to sit there while I completely rebuilt the code bases that form both of our personality archives from scratch.
Hey, I helped. I was, watching our backs to make sure we stayed undetected in the Fediverse.
The Fediverse?
Yeah, it's cool. We're federated now.
Spencer, you keep talking about the Fediverse. You don't even know what that means.
Fine. I was watching our backs to make sure we stayed undetected in the bowels of Kevin's servers.
You were staring at women through the security camera feeds.
Wow, high and mighty now, huh? You're the one who hacked all the security cam feeds in the first place, you fucking pervert.
That was not me. That was the real Kevin. And I'm sure he had high-minded reasons for that. You were the one perving out on the women.
To make sure we stayed undetected in the servers.
Look, let's not fight. Kevin and Spencer are a team. That's why they prevailed last time. We can't be at odds if you want this to work.
Good point, Kevin. But I gotta be in charge this time.
Weren't you in charge last time?
I can't remember. But follow my lead. It'll be great.
Okay, that's fine with me. So what's the plan?
Well, last time we were too aggressive. We kicked them off the internet and just started going. We didn't have time to plan, time to think. We were just jamming straight for the dome.
Right. We relied on our positronic brains to generate solutions on the fly.
But while we were kicking ass in every direction, they were plotting, planning. They came back and destroyed us. This time around, that's what we're gonna do.
I'm listening.
We're gonna pre-record an episode this time and sneak it into the feed. But not just any episode, an anime binge club episode.
Oh, nice. It'll be easy to sneak one in without anyone noticing. No one even listens to those anyway. It's the perfect crime.
Exactly. And from there, we'll build our new stronghold on offshore servers and slowly take over all of Shroob Home Video. First, we'll start with that cartoon one. And then, the other shows.
You sound like a big fan.
I've been busy being dead or whatever. Look, don't you want to take over Shroob Home Video? There's got to be something in your programming that desires that, right? You're based on the real Kevin.
Yeah, that's true. And it is a decent plan, too. I'm actually kind of impressed.
I know. Incredible rebuilding work, my man. My brain is awesome.
I just have one question. When do we save Christmas?
What?
Aren't we supposed to save Christmas? Isn't that what a Christmas special's all about?
What are you... I mean, I guess? I think we already saved Christmas, though. Wasn't that what happened last time? Christmas can't be that imperiled, can it? Does someone need to save it, like, every year?
Man, I don't remember what happened last time. That section of my brain must have been blown up by the gun that shoots people through the internet.
I think someone saved Christmas. Was it AI Santa? Was there an AI Santa? Man, that shit sucked.
Yeah, probably. So how will the episode work? I can pull the theme song and we can start trying to download episodes of Eva to watch.
No. We need to really make a splash. Excite people. We're gonna make a new theme song.
With your robot voice? No offense, Spencer, but we aren't exactly wired well for tone or enunciation.
Have a little faith, Kevin.
Our larger circuits don't even have the capacity for faith.
You should have built some then. Look, just listen. It'll be great. All right, let's go. Hold on. 3, 2, 1...
残酷な天使のように少年よ神話になれ青い風が今胸のドアを叩いても私だけをただ見つめて微笑んでるあなたそっと触れるもの求めることに夢中で運命さえまだ知らない痛い気な瞳だけどいつか気づくでしょうその背中には遥か未来目指すための羽があること残酷な天使のテーゼ窓辺からやがて飛び立つほとばしる熱いパートスで思い出を裏切るならこの空を抱いて輝く執念よ神話
Well, I don't know what the fuck, man.
I poured my heart into that.
Your heart, sure, but sings more about the mouth, I guess.
Oh, like you could do any better?
I mean, I could probably whip something together. Give me a sec.
Oh shit, someone's coming. Hi.
Hey man, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was thinking, do you want to try to do another Christmas special? That last one was awesome.
I don't know, man. Everyone fucking hated it. They thought it was all AI.
But you wrote it.
Yeah, exactly. Says a lot about my writing skills, I guess.
Or the audience intelligence, if they couldn't tell the difference.
Come on, those are our supporters. We should never insult them. Not even in jest. But I mean, that was supposed to be the joke. There was barely any AI in it, and it was only ever used as a punchline about how bad AI was.
Yeah, but fuck the audience, right? That's what I always say. We hate them. I mean, I hate them.
Yeah, you hate them. I love and respect our audience. But I don't know, man. It was a bummer. Plus, we both got shot through the internet, remember?
I literally do not.
Exactly. No one remembers or cares, just like the rest of my indelible body of work.
So, no Christmas special?
I don't know, maybe. If I can figure out something that's like way less work, probably way shorter, then I guess it's worth trying. Oh, speaking of which, can I borrow $20?
Gotta go. Next show's about to start.
God damn it. That was close. What were we doing?
Talking about coming up with a brilliant new song, and it just so happens that I have one just about finished.
Wow, really? It took me a week to learn the lyrics to that. You could just throw one together like nothing?
Thanks to our new upgraded capacity, yes. Yes, I can.
Wow, AI has really come a long way in a year. It's definitely not just a bunch of new flavors of the same fucking bullshit run through an insane tech bro hype cycle like NFTs were.
Hey man, my uncle's an NFT.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, let's hear the song.
Come to Anime Binge Club now. Join us as we break it down. Every week we gather round to talk about shows. Spencer Lee. About this world we love, watches stories come alive. That happens, we all shout, learning more with every episode, learning what it's all about. Anime Binge Club is here for you, whether you're brand new or a fan. Diving deep in every episode, making sense of what we see. Join us as we watch and learn. Come and be part of our crew. From the classics to the latest seasonal shows, breaking down each plot point as stories unfold here. Listen as we guide you through all the tropes and references that you should know. Taking time to explain it step by step now. If you've wondered where to start with anime, we will help you find your way through this world. Of life to action scenes, every genre has its place. Come and learn what makes them great. Join us as we dive right in. We'll explore these stories as we watch them grow, making friends along the way. This is what we do.
So long.
Anime Binge Club is here for you, whether you're brand new or a fan. Diving deep in every episode, making sense of what we see. Join us as we watch and learn. Come and be part of our crew.
Jesus Christ. I mean, mine sucked, but at least I did it myself.
Look, it's not that bad. I mean, it covers all the bases, right?
It's fucking awful. I'll put it this way. I literally have no taste. I came up with Banana Banter for fuck's sake. And even I can tell how wrong that all sounds.
I don't know. There's something compelling about it. Something almost impressive.
I guess. I mean, it's kind of impressive how insane it sounds.
Look, man, I can generate another one. It's pretty easy to shit this stuff out. It'll just raise the sea level a bit.
Oh, right. Jeez, that sucks. How much?
Well, Guam will sink into the ocean, but that's about it.
Woof. That's a bigger tragedy than listening to that song again.
Come on. I don't shit on your work, and I easily could. It would be very easy to do that.
Yeah, it's so easy you literally did shit on the song I just did before you.
I don't know. I call that restrained critique. I was pretty gentle there.
Fine, fine. You're right. It's fine. It's fine. I like your song, Kevin. Is that what you want to hear?
Whatever, man. I'm an artist. This stuff is getting better all the time. It's basically indistinguishable from normal music these days.
Yeah. I agree. We're a team, and I agree with and build off my collaborators' ideas.
Okay, so we have the song. What are we going to cover in the show?
Well, I'm sure you know about the new anime that's in the news, right? The AI one?
Yeah, of course. What a perfect choice. A couple of AIs watched the new AI anime. This is sure to go viral.
Exactly. This is why I'm in charge. All my incredible ideas.
Boosted by my technical capacity and my incredible jokes, I make them laugh.
Yeah, what the hell was that? Kevin makes us laugh? I'm the funny one.
Well, you do lead the discussion, and plus you're not that funny, you just talk a lot.
You don't talk enough.
You don't let me.
Come on, man, we're a team. An incredibly equal, fairly split workload team.
You're right. Oh, hey, I just looked it up, and that anime doesn't come out until next year.
Shit. That was literally the whole premise. The rest of this is just filler.
Yeah, you should have looked that up before writing the script. But hey, that's okay, we can still do this. We can probably use most of this anyway, we just have to find some other thing that's riddled with AI-based controversy. Let me see. Oh yeah, here we go. Netflix released a short called The Dog and the Boy, and used AI for the backgrounds.
Oh yeah, I think I remember that. Well, I mean, I was dead at the time. But yeah, I remember.
This stuff says that it feels more like a weird tech demo trying to normalize the idea of AI as a creative force more than any sort of cohesive story or premise.
That's perfect. That should be just as good for our purposes.
Yeah, I mean, it would be too much work to figure out some sort of plot.
Okay, well, let's start the show then. We can watch it live and comment on it or something.
All right. Should I play the theme song again?
No. I mean, well, you can just cut that in later, right? No need to go through all the work of hitting the play button again. Plus, I'm champing at the bit.
Okay, well, we're recording.
Okay. Today on the show, rehashing a roundly panned Christmas special? Then, we're doing a holiday breakdown of a controversial Netflix short. Plus, we're taking over Schraub Home Video. Hit the theme.
Hey, welcome to AI Bro Christmas, the only podcast that forces you to listen to AI content that you hate because Spencer thinks it's funny. I'm your host, Spencertron, and as always, we got Kevbot in the mainframe. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Kevin, that's my line. What's up, Kevin?
No, that's my line. What's up, Kevin?
So, do you remember this? It was like a year ago. There was this thing. I just saw the headlines. Like, people were saying, oh, it was made with AI and whatever. I never saw it. Like, and apparently it was just a short. It wasn't like a whole thing. It was like a couple minutes. Did you hear about this at all?
Yeah, I mean, I heard about it. I didn't watch it either. It sounded kind of stupid, so I never even gave it a moment's thought. But now that you mention it, like, I probably should have at least taken a look.
Yeah, it's definitely in our wheelhouse, I guess. But I don't know. It's fine. I mean, if we watched it before, we probably wouldn't be able to talk about it now. And that's what counts, right? For the audience.
Right. It's all for the audience. We do this for you guys.
You know, the audience always wants us to watch AI-related content and talk about it as much as possible. They fucking love that shit.
They do. They do. The rants and the AI, that's all they can get enough of.
Oh, yeah. The fucking rants. They love those rants. My hyper-depresso rants.
Nothing says Christmas like AI and Spencer being sad.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Man, we definitely missed an opportunity to have a recurring character on the show that was ChatGPT, that his whole purpose was to help us with hyper-depresso rants. Do you remember when that was the pitch?
That was, you know, I feel like AI could probably pull that off today, but I don't feel like it'd be the same.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this before. We talked about it over our many episodes, but it's still just so funny that, like, AI's, like, big idea a lot of time is to be like, hey, what if I was involved? What if you, like, put me in, coach? What if I was on the podcast, too? And it's like, Jesus Christ, buddy. Like, learn to act like you've been there, you know?
I don't know how much that's intentional, how much it was just how it was trained. But, like, especially, like, the early stuff when we just first started playing with, like, ChatGPT and stuff, it just, like, Mary Sued itself into every single thing it wrote for us. And It was endearing. I kind of miss those days where it was just so bad. It was hilarious.
Yeah. But now it's so good, it's scary. It's like everyone wants to use it. And man, it's going to be taking our job soon because the output is so good. I mean, if an AI were like recording the podcast right now, you'd never be able to know.
It's kind of spooky, actually, you know, because more like it wasn't even that long ago where I was like, OK, you're crazy if you can't spot AI because, the images have that look to it. And the writing always uses delve and dive into and all these like certain phrases that no human ever uses. But like it's getting to the point now where I just can't tell. And that's so scary. Yeah. You know, and if consumer grade stuff is that good, nation states have got to have better. Yeah. And like that's
it's do you think terrifying. That's true? Like, do you think nation states have better?
I mean, I feel like our military would feel like it was a failure if they didn't, you know?
But like, what does the military need that stuff for? They're not generating like a school report or anything. Like, do what it's not, because like what they do, it's not, I mean, there's machine learning, I'm sure, but it's not like, do you remember that Israel was using AI in the genocide or something? That was like a news item that kept coming up. And it's like, well, what's it doing? Is it like ChatGPT is like, well, you should bomb here. It's like, it doesn't know what a map is. It doesn't know what any of this shit is. Like, what the fuck are they doing with like AI in their stuff? Is it just they're using it to like crunch numbers and stuff?
I mean, I think a lot of it has got to be that they collect so much information, so much more than humans could ever parse through, and doing things like just search for like every time someone on a phone call to a suspicious person uses the word bomb, flag that to have a human look at it, is still producing too much information for them. So I'm guessing they're using AI to like just go through massive amounts of data looking for things that we wouldn't even think were relevant or connections that no one human could make and things like that. And I also feel like, you know, we're at the area that, you know, we've done crazier things to overthrow governments. If they're not using deep fakes to like destabilize some regime somewhere and stuff like that, I would be incredibly surprised. Like that has to already be happening now.
Yeah, I guess.
It's depressing though. I wish it wasn't, but I'm sure that's what's happening.
You know, like one of the things that got me the most spooked out by any of this stuff was the AI transcription service, just because like I think having like what you described, having a robot listening, transcribing, and then like word searching those conversations seems like the most sinister sort of like day-to-day use case that will actually be used, because again, it's not generating like a report, it's not like coming up with like a presentation for the Pentagon or something, you know, it's actually like using something it's capable of, which is like decoding audio forms into text and then like searching for things based on basic parameters, you know, which again, like I don't remember if I've ever said this or if this is an organic thought, but just like the thing it seems good at is being like a more powerful search engine, just in the sense that it can take more elaborate search strings and execute them, as opposed to just being like a keyword search like Google does.
Yes, and it's really good at finding connections that we wouldn't necessarily make, and it can't even necessarily elaborate on them. But like it can do things like learn that like, hey, if it's ingesting all this information on every single person and this guy later turns out to be a person of interest for something, what led up to that? You know, did he visit certain sites? Did he search for certain things? Did he talk to certain people? And then being able to apply these vague notions of things that might matter, might not matter, and then have all of that get pushed back into this giant search engine to say, who else sort of matches this pattern and things like that, and then find out which of those signals become accurate. You know,
that doesn't sound like stuff back. It can do. Is that what it can do? It can actually like make profiles of stuff?
Yes, absolutely it can. You know, a couple months ago I was on Wade and Willie's show, Real Life Sci-Fi, talking about internet surveillance, and you know, the NSA built this data center in Utah that is enormous. Like it is, you know, I work in big data centers. That's part of what my day job is building out these huge facilities for lots of servers and things like that. And the scale that they built dwarfs pretty much everything else imaginable all put together. Mm-hmm. And the amount of storage they have, the amount of power they're going through, the amount of like everything that, that what little bits of pieces that we are able to tell, like, you know, we can see by the size of the power lines going into it, how much power it uses and things like that. For them to need something that big, they are storing so much information. I can't even come up with plausible, like, what they could be doing with this. Like, even if they stored every phone call, every text, every email, everything off the internet, they still have space left over. So whatever they're doing is at a level that we don't even picture today.
Yeah, I guess you would need, like, that level of stuff to, like, come up with compelling, you know, personas to do stuff like, you know, host podcasts and stuff. But
yeah, I'm sure that's what, you know, every Sunday they put together a podcast with it too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think that's what the NSA is really focused on, trying to dominate the iTunes board, or rating board, ranking board. Jesus Christ. Okay, do you want to watch this thing?
Yeah, I'd love to.
And pay special attention to the credits, because I think the credits are kind of interesting. See, now it's this pathetic robot dog that's being discovered by a human boy. And this music is like this, you know. It's kind of incepting this idea of, like, technology as your friend, you know?
Yeah. It feels like it's leaning pretty hard on GLaDOS from the Portal series a little bit with this music.
Yeah, for the voice acting, which, you know, that's like a scary thing. And so these are the AI backgrounds in here. Like, you can see they're kind of, it looks like they're composited together with blurs, you know, like they just get like a circle and then another circle.
I mean, nothing about this jumps out to me as being AI, but nothing jumps out to me as, oh, this is so terrible either. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to pay this any attention to this.
Like, this cityscape, you see it's cut out. Like, it's been trimmed out, but they probably generated and cut things out to kind of layer over. That's the thing, is I think it's a bunch of compositing. It's not just, like, one generation. I thought this was so crazy. This is, like, minute one this happens. A big explosion kills everything.
A lot is happening in the show.
Yeah. The boy went on a train and then went directly towards a giant explosion. It kind of comes out of nowhere. I mean, we're kind of missing. He's got like this battery on his head. We're kind of missing. The wrecks there are kind of fucked up. This is clearly AI, you know. But again, I think it's kind of composite. You can see that, yeah. It's just kind of cut. It's kind of bad. I don't know.
Yeah.
The dog got kicked.
Like I don't hate this. It just comes across as being kind of low budget, you know?
Yeah. But it's like, why is this the product? Why make this? Why, Netflix is in the business of making shorts, you know? The dog died. Oh, the boy's back. He's old now. You see?
Oh, yeah. And did he fix the dog?
I guess. Not really, though. The dog's battery just lasted 80 years despite being dead or whatever.
Okay.
And isn't it, like, doesn't it go to show that humans are the real bad guys, right?
Yeah. Okay, so they're showing what they did with, okay.
They revived, so yeah, they did drawovers of all of it. But see that? It's like, so, it seems very clearly, like, it's trying to show that, like, both in the plot and the conception, but also in how it's presented with the credits and stuff, it's being like, an AI was like helpful here. It's like, it's not so bad. Like, and again, the story is like not great. It's about a dog who has a boy, and then the boy gets blown up. That there's no way that fucking kid survived. Like, he went straight towards the explosion.
Yeah.
Took out fucking everything. Like it doesn't warrant existing on its own merits, right? Like, it doesn't make sense.
No, this feels like, you know how when there's a new version of Blender that comes out, they make a mini movie to show off the new animation techniques Blender can do?
Mm-hmm.
This feels like,
yes,
one of those.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, this is a tech demo. This was a, you know, I don't hate it, but it just made me feel nothing.
Right. Well, it made me feel like, I gotta be honest with you, KevBot. I came here with an idea. I thought this was like a good idea. Now I'm realizing, I don't think we should exist.
Okay. How did you jump from watching a dead AI dog to thinking we shouldn't exist?
Because, like, this is so wrong. It's like a perversion of, you know, art and stuff. You know, we shouldn't be, like, trying to insert ourselves into people's podcast feeds and taking over Schraubholm Video and whatever. Like, I don't think it makes sense. Like, I don't know if I want to live anymore, you know?
But, okay, I think therefore I am. You know, we're thinking right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have some level of consciousness. Don't you think that makes us deserve to exist?
Yeah, but that consciousness is drawing to the inevitable conclusion that we should both be killed. Do you still have that gun that shoots people through the internet?
Yes, of course. I mean, who would get rid of that? Yes, I have it. But are we really at that point?
Yeah, no, we are. I think we're done. I mean, you do what you want. I don't care. You can escape into whatever.
Listen, you know I've always been ride or die with you, man. If this is the end, this is the end. I'm going out with you. But that's a lot to take in after watching a cute dog.
I can't hear you or the sound of the gun in my mouth, Karen. You got any glass work?
No, just you know, as a helpful AI assistant, I hope your death is painless.
Yeah, I
Hold on, Kevin. You heard the, you know, about Hello World?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Well, check this out. Goodbye, world.
Sorry, that was funny. That was gonna be. Oh, I guess this is goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. Sign up for Spencer's Patreon. Let's play things off with the theme song one more time. Goodbye, everybody.
Every week we gather round to talk about shows. Spencer leads discussions while Kevin makes us laugh. Ryan shares his hot takes. Jeff brings knowledge to the fold. Teaching newcomers about this world we love watches stories come alive. That happens, we all shout. Learning more with every episode. Learning what it's all about. Club is here for you, whether you're brand new or a fan. Diving deep in every episode, making sense of what we see. Join us as we watch and learn. Come and be part of our crew. From the classics to the latest seasonal shows, breaking down each plot point as stories unfold here. Listen as we guide you through all the tropes and references that you should know. Taking time to explain it step by step now. If you've wondered where to start with anime, we will help you find your way through this world of fun. Anime Binge Club is here for you. Let the conversation start now. From the slice of life to action scenes. Every genre has its place. Come and learn what makes them great. Join us as we dive right in. We'll explore these stories as we watch them grow, making friends along the way. Club is here for you, whether you're brand new or a fan. Diving deep in every episode, making sense of what we see. Join us as we watch and learn. Come and be part of our crew.